At the end of this very unprecedented school year, seniors from across the valley finished their capstone projects, which is the culminating assignment of their years in high school. Students get to dive deep into anything that they are passionate about. Our very own Lily Weber, who grew up coming to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program in KD&K, decided she was going to write, produce, record, and edit her very own album. The album is called Gamblin' Pennies, and you can find it on Spotify. A few weeks ago, I sat down with Lily to talk a bit about her album, the process of producing it, and why music matters to her. In the next half hour, you'll hear that conversation, as well as some of the tracks from the album. And without further ado, here's Lily. Hey, Lily, how's it going?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. We are going to be talking about your album today.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Lily Weber. I'm from the Roaring Fork Valley, and I'm graduating from Glenwood High School this year, this week. And yeah, I'm just a musician. I really am super into music, kind of always been. And I play a bunch of instruments, and I just love to be musical.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your history with music. When did you get started playing, and why did you start?
Well, kind of late. I always felt like I started kind of late. I mean, I took piano lessons in, third grade. I quit because I hated practicing. Mm-hmm. And then I picked it up again when I was jealous that all my friends were in band in sixth grade. And so seventh grade, I jumped in, playing piano. I took piano lessons all summer, and I learned how to read music. And I was just like a little keyboard in the middle school band. Mm-hmm. And the next year, I said, piano's boring. I want to play something else. So I played flute. I learned flute. The next year was high school, my first year at Glenwood. And Miss Subi, the teacher at the time, said, hey, flautists, we need more French horns. Mm. So who wants to play French horn? I said, me. Mm. And so then I learned French horn and guitar, which obviously goes to bass, and trumpet, saxophone from there, and jazz. And now I'm going to college for French horn.
So if I backtrack from what you just said, you play six instruments? Five.
Sure. I don't know. I don't really get that. I don't have a set number because, every instrument is kind of the same. Mm-hmm. I love trying every instrument I can, mm-hmm. and I don't really keep track. I could play the banjo if I tried, or mm-hmm. I could figure out a violin, but if you handed me one, but I don't play it.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, no. French horn is amazing.
Okay.
But I'm also taking a liking to bass. And I love saxophone for jazz. It's all different. I don't know.
Right. So depending on the type of music you're playing, you have kind of a different instrument you gravitate towards?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no name but the one I was given. Just a daughter.
So it's your senior, it's been your senior year.
Yeah.
During quite an unpredictable year.
Yeah.
Every spring, the seniors at Glenwood Springs High School do capstone projects.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what a capstone project is?
Yeah, so it's a project that is a graduation requirement. Like, if you don't pass, you don't graduate. It's a really big project that you start planning for your junior year, and it's just supposed to be something that you're passionate about.
Very cool. Well, tell me about your capstone project. I'd like to know what yours is specifically.
Mine, I kind of copied from something that a lot of musical seniors in the Valley do, which is just make their own album. I mean, I had friends 2 years and 1 year above of me that had, like, done the exact same thing. So it's not just me that does it. Yeah. But I just decided to write original music and put it out because I had never really done that before. I'd tried, and I didn't really get the mastering part. So I was like, okay, I'm going to write, record, and produce an album all by myself. And it was a bit of a stretch, but I pulled it off.
How long did it take?
Oh, geez. I think I started planning for it around last August, because that's part of the capstone requirements is it's really good at keeping you on track. Like, mm-hmm. you have to have a time sheet of, you know, you log your hours, you have to have a whole portfolio and mm-hmm. meet all these criteria. So it was kind of, that was really helpful in, like, giving me deadlines and giving me a structure to actually follow.
So tell us about some of your favorite songs on the album. What? Ooh. How many songs are there, first of all?
I believe there's 5.
Okay.
I had a friend named Paige Northrup, who was also a senior at Glenwood High, write the lyrics for and sing one of the songs, Thanksgiving Speech, and she just did an amazing job on that. I love that song, just mm-hmm. in general. I, like, find myself humming and singing it in the car and stuff. Her voice is just so amazing, and she's such a talented writer. I wanted someone with more songwriting ability than me. Mm-hmm. I don't find myself quite as much of a lyricist. So I felt like I couldn't ask her to write all 5 songs, so I just asked her to do 1.
But did you write the other 4?
I did.
So yeah, I did. Of a songwriter, well, but still wrote the majority of the songs.
I did. It's just not my forte. I would rather be behind the singer doing the music stuff, really.
Right.
You know, I've always been afraid to share my opinion. I'm not the kind of girl to make quick decisions. Grateful for times he was good. Don't get me wrong, this ain't no Thanksgiving speech, 'cause my boy's at the bar and that girl's taking his keys now. My saint is gone, I think I might have a breakdown, and you know how I love falling for the bright red lights on the highway. The jealous moon that will never look my way.
you get the inspiration for the songs that you do write?
Oh my God, I have so many musical inspirations that, like, I listen to music all the time, and it mostly comes from older stuff. My favorites are, like, Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin. Like, I love the guitars. Oh my God, I love guitars. And solo, Steely Dan. I love Steely Dan. I take a lot of inspiration from there. And jazz. I'm a big jazz fan, so I take some stuff from Duke Ellington. Is like a really great jazz composer that has some wonderful ideas. And I actually looked through some of his works in this book of piano music. And I was like, oh, look at these chord progressions. Look at these fun chords. So yeah. I don't know. It just comes from stuff like that, from everything I listen to.
Now I'm going to ask you a question that is actually a question that a rock journalist in one of my favorite movies asked the lead guitarist.
Oh.
What do you love about music?
I love how it sounds. I love how it sounds. Like, good music, it makes me so happy. And I just love the... It's so formulaic, kind of, but also so you don't, there aren't, oh, I don't know how to say this. There are rules and there is a formula to it, but you can mix and match it and do it however you want. And I mean, you can use the same four chords for 100 different songs and have 100 different songs.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that you talk about formulas and rules when you said jazz was one of your favorite types of music.
Well, there are formulas to jazz. I mean, you know, there's, you want to stick to a specific scale when you're soloing, or you have to stick to a specific form for the most part. There's always a form to the jam.
Yeah. Are you hoping to pursue music post-graduation?
Absolutely.
In what way?
Well, I'm going to study music composition at Portland State University this fall for French horn. So that means I'll be studying the French horn and all the other musical instruments, their different keys and transposition. And then, I don't know, I hope to be a cool composer, like a big band jazz composer or a theater, like write theater scores like Leonard Bernstein or Gershwin, or I love jazz, I love theater, I love rock. I also would love to be in like a band and play bass or something, guitar. I just want to be musical.
Yeah. And
write music, put it all together.
What kind of band would you join with a French horn? Most likely.
I would join a kind of jazz rock band. It would definitely need to be groovy, and I would need to be able to play some like fun licks. Like I couldn't just be in a rock band that's like do 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 do, like I don't know. It would have to be like do 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 do, like a weather report. I don't know.
Try to be humble. I see, you see. I wish that I could see the places where the idols made their magic. A true miracle is sound, love and sound. Staring out at the horizon, those colors always sing, and I don't know how. it gets so loud. I met a man in the city, and he told me of a time. Music filled the streets like oxygen. Nothing like the sound of jazz when times are bad. I sit and listen. Sit and listen. I wish that I could see the places where the idols made their magic. A true miracle of sound. Love and sound. Staring out at the horizon, those colors always singing. I don't know how.
I don't know how.
It gets so loud.
Biggest challenge of producing this album?
Definitely the mastering, the mixing. I really had to figure out how to work with that audio by myself, and I had good software. I had all the tools, but I basically had to teach myself through Logic, music software, audio software, and the internet how to put together all those songs. And it was kind of a rough ride sometimes. But I did it all myself, and I figured it out, so that it's hard, though.
What is one lyric that you wrote that you're really proud of that you could share with us?
A true miracle is sound, love and sound. That's from Miracle of Sound,
okay. And
it's just about my love of music. It's like, love and sound are great things. Mm-hmm. Be happy, everybody, you know.
Yeah. How does it feel to be leaving the Roaring Fork Valley? And, you know, you've been a big part of Katie and Kay and ASYAP since you were really little.
Mm-hmm.
What does this transition feel like for you?
It feels so exciting. I mean, I'll always have attachments to this valley. Like, I've lived here my entire life. Like you said, like, my family is very Carbondale and they're very rooted here, mm-hmm. but I don't want really to be, so I really feel like I need to go explore and live in a city with lots of people and meet new people and see all these different places.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go live in a city for a while, and maybe someday I'll come back here.
Yeah. Are there any musical influences from the Roaring Fork Valley that you think you'll take with you?
Yeah. Let Them Roar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mateo helps, the guitarist. I know well from he's a part of Jazz Aspen, so he came into jazz band a lot this year and last year. And he's just a really great guy to talk to and to listen to him play and what he has to say. Really, all those guys from Jazz Aspen, they've all been super awesome in helping me learn, and they got me a scholarship, a grant, really. So Chris Bank, Mark Johnson, Mark Gray, my middle school band teacher, you know, the teachers, Patrick Fagan, like, they're all just great musicians and people.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to add just about this project that you've done, the album, your musical life in Carbondale?
Just keep an eye out, because there will definitely be more. This is not my only music that I'll be putting out. So just
What kind of power do you think music can bring to our community?
Community. joy. You know, you see it everywhere in Mountain Fair and Dandelion Day.
And anything for youth specifically that you think music can do?
It's never too late to pick up an instrument if you want to play it. It's really hard to get started, and it's really discouraging, but if you keep at it, it just gets better and better and better.
How can we listen to your album?
Anywhere electronically, really. Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music. Just search Lily Weber. gambling pennies. I definitely didn't forget to capitalize the P in pennies. We won't talk about it. But, you know, you can find that whole album and listen to it, you know, or just YouTube if you don't want to, like, pay for it or save it. Mm-hmm. Just search Lily Weber, Gambling Pennies, on YouTube and you can find the song. You came out to the city, but you feel lonely still. Can't seem to-